Next on the letter too, Dr. Hendricks, VA clinic at Sierra Vista. Regarding patient Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, last name Stone, S-T-O-N-E. Date of birth is 9-26-1934. Dear Dr. Hendrickson, had the pleasure of seeing patient Ronald Stone in the office on 1-23-2013. As you recall, this is a 78-year-old Caucasian male, and initially seen by myself in the office on 3-10-2010 for evaluation, palpitation, guided rapid heartbeat period. Patient status was pacemaker, secondary symptomatic bradycardia period. Initial orientation by myself, he is asymptomatic period. We discussed a holder monitor event recorder. However, this was deferred at patient's request in view of sporadic nature symptoms. Period. Increasing palpitation, guided rapid heartbeat seemed to occur predominantly evening period. Has resumed on digoxin, started Multac 400 milligrams BID in view of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. He did not tolerate Multac, was placed on Rhythmo 150 milligrams TID period. His device is ultimately noted to be at elective replacement interval, and he underwent general replacement period. In the single case follow-up, last follow-up on 10-23-2012 period. He presents today for follow-up period. He still has intermittent episodes of atrial fibrillation lasting from seconds to a few hours period. He did have an episode last evening lasting 3 hours period. Seems to occur predominantly night. Pre-nighting chest pain per se, shortness breath arrest, nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis. Next jaw arm pain period does relate associated dizziness with his palpitation period. No syncope, near syncope, or thotinopND, or exertional dyspnea. Pre-Berghoff on physical exam, vitals falls, heart rate is 60, respirator is 16. Blood pressure 130 over 68, weight is 206 pounds, height is 6'0" period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or corroborative. Not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a soft stomach per no S3S for noted period, PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds period, extremely warm, dry, without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period, pulse were intact, times four extremities, period, paragraph. Impression one, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, present normal sinus rhythm, number two. Palpitation, second number one, next number status post-pacemaker, secondary symptomatic bradycardia. Next number, mitral regurgitation. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Next number, hypertension. Next number, obvious males. For paragraph recommendation one, we'll increase his rhythmo to 225 milligrams TID. Prescription has it written for the patient. Number two is otherwise continue coronary artery surgery to prevent myocardial patient. Next number, he will have a pacemaker interrogation February 2013 at patient's request. Next number is otherwise follow-up as previously scheduled. Pre-paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to first take care of this patient. Question concerns, please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, DL.